fun with soundboards, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. Fun with soundboards. Hey, DM, you want to say something?
Hello. And I want to say hello to my little friends. And welcome back to the table, folks. Yes. My players have once again discovered the soundboard, and it is all that is going recorded. To be and make up our campaign. So, who can summarize what happened last week, last session?
The Dear Frost Maiden graded us, basically.
Huh?
The Frost Maiden graded us on our performance in the four tests,
yes,
and we passed with flying colors, and everyone got like superpowers and stuff.
Some of you got superpowers, yeah.
Some of them can make ice cubes, and others are an ice cube, yeah.
Yeah, Branwolf.
Yeah.
I got the power of frost now.
Whoosh. I did want to ask, since Blackwater is out of commission for now, can I play the Frost Maiden? I'll be fair.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have her script?
Yeah. I could start right now.
All right.
So I transfer all of my powers
to
Blackwater
powers.
And make him a god. And that's it. Everything's solved.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame he's still frozen then.
Yeah,
though.
I was just saying, pretty pissed because now he's still frozen. deep inside the giant ice cube, you hear the little voice. I am invincible. I am a god.
The talking ice cube.
Fear me.
Oh, God.
Melt me, please.
But yeah, you guys were graded upon your performance. And she wasn't really that impressed with all of you, or most of you. She did, however, offer you the opportunity to court death, and in doing so, possibly receiving the blessing of her, which has a couple of perks that Branwolf passed, and Blackwater not so much. He is now frozen in ice.
Well, we don't know if I also got the perks, right?
Nope.
We don't know.
Nope. Yeah,
that's it.
We don't know, no.
You didn't get diddly squat.
That's what you think.
Yep. Nope.
It just hit me harder because I'm not as... I don't have as many warmth layers around me.
Well, it's just, you know, being doubly blessed, it has a thing. Yeah, I can die and make ice. You know, I can...
And it's not going to bite you in the ass at all.
No, we shall see.
I can die as if that's a fucking skill. I can die as well. Watch me.
Yeah, but I can come back.
He has the lucky feet.
Yeah. Yep.
True, yeah.
I get the lucky feet.
Halflings are lucky.
Oh.
Well, it didn't save you from being frozen in ice, so
that's
where we're at right now.
A lucky ass ice cube, that's what you are.
You are one lucky ice cube.
One lucky ice cube, there we go. Make yourself a pina colada, here you go, a lucky ice cube.
But yeah, so while this was going on, both... because the Frostman declined on offering Tiala her blessing, because Tiala was the worst out of all of the out of all of you in terms of the tests.
Mm-hmm.
She basically failed everyone.
What happened to Freon? Freon, did you get to have? I can't remember.
I declined it.
You didn't want to.
Oh, did he? Oh, right. No,
however, but you were in the process of wanting to steal the codicil.
Well, steal is maybe a bit of a like.
I know. I know that she did like
acquire
it method, in between you and the pedestal.
Yeah, but I mean, just walking closer to it, I don't know what that does.
Well, do you want to attempt to do so?
Well, I'll see how that ice mephit reacts when I take a few steps.
It seems to be like guarding it and from anybody of coming closer to it, but it seems to be acting on like the whim of the ice maiden.
Let me try something, Freon. Let me see if what happens if I approach it. Since I have a blessing, maybe I can pick up and thumb through it, and I don't know.
I mean, the Frostmaid is probably still busy with me, right, at this moment?
At the moment, probably, yeah.
Well, yeah, you basically just, in this moment, you were turned to ice, and she, like, released her grip on you, and that's basically where we're gonna take off right now. So, yeah, depending on what everybody wants to do, you just tell me.
Yeah. Well, I would like to slender over, just kind of, you know, just kind of, but she's still gripping or releasing her grip and has her concentration, just to see if the mephit reacts or something. And since if
this reaction, it turns towards you as well, and there's not much space to like surround it from yeah. different angles, but coming closer, the mephit seems to be ready for action if anybody gets too close. And also the Frost Maiden says,
"What is it that you plan on doing?"
"We'd like to have a look at the book, ma'am."
"This book is not for mortal eyes, and it shall not be read by any of you."
"Even though I have a blessing? I thought being blessed, it would be able to use, or at least have a glance, or is that..."
"Being blessed is done to help you survive in the harsh world that I have created. But the codicil is meant for my eyes alone."
"Why is that?"
"It harbors knowledge far beyond your understanding. And also the key to unlocking Ithrim."
"Well, I mean..."
"There's always one in the class that has to ask the teacher."
"Well, yeah.
Why?
Why? Why am I not? Why? But I mean..."
"Because reasons."
"But of course it harbors knowledge beyond my knowledge if I'm not able to read it. But maybe if I would be able to read it, you know?"
"Make a persuasion check."
Yeah. Make a persuasion check. Just really confuse the shit out of her.
But I would do so. Make a persuasion check, but at disadvantage.
Can he be helped?
Fucker.
Or aided?
No.
That was a 28, 26, and a 14.
Well.
Hang on, I do have that stupid skull. What does it do again?
The kobold skull.
I think you get to
re-roll or something. Isn't that a re-roll?
Yeah, I don't know if it's any roll.
Yeah,
or a specific roll.
The tension is high.
Done.
It's gonna be high for a while. I need to look. Oh, reroll d20 once per day. So can I reroll the disadvantaged roll, or do I need to reroll the roll in total, like with disadvantage again?
I think it totally. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's your just,
you think.
Just like your opinion, man.
No,
you think?
Like single die is an advantage.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna reroll.
Yeah, you can re-roll the whole roll, basically.
Yep.
And try again.
Free up, go.
Fuck!
Doesn't sound good.
Nah. Good. It's a natural 20 and a 2. So it's a 10 in total.
Okay.
Not much better, Free up, not much better.
Bloody hell.
She looks between you and the codicil. And then turns again towards you again, Freon, and says, "It's what?"
"It's okay." I was gonna use the soundboard. "And says, you're up shit creek without a paddle, boy."
No, she says, "It's not that I don't trust my blessed. Even after some of you have so graciously courted death to receive it, but I do not trust you mortals to be able to stop what I have
gated behind that barrier. Not even I can stop it. And if I can't, then none of you can.
But maybe we can try. I mean, worst case is we die.
And unleash what is beneath? I am a goddess.
I mean, you can just lock us in or something.
We also defeated her once before. Like, it's not like we're...
Make another persuasion roll, Tiala.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, a disadvantage. Mm.
That's worse. What was it?
Persuasion.
What was it? Persuasion.
That's a 4.
A 4.
How about we trade?
My patience is running short with a lot of you.
Patience. So when she's a doctor? Sorry.
Can you at least unfreeze our friend so we can go home?
He has courted death and failed in receiving my blessing and shall remain a part of this world that I have created. Now leave my abode before the rest of you will befall the same destiny.
Could we maybe like sleep a night here? We're quite exhausted from the cruelty test.
Get out.
Can we take him?
Mistress, can we take him along?
He's like frozen solid to the ground.
Yeah, so I'm asking, is there a possibility that we can take him along? Or is he to remain here?
You see that there's like this kind of bluish fiery aura that builds in her, in the palm of her hand slowly, and her eyes start to flare up as she looks towards you, Branwolf.
I've got fiery eyes now too. Look at me. Stare down.
You may have my blessing, barbarian, but you are still a cog in the wheel of destiny.
Destiny? What's a cog? What's a cog? A little wheel.
I give you one last chance to leave.
I'm just explaining to her, man. Jesus.
Will we find our friend here?
I'll go. Fuck it.
Wow.
Bye, Freon, I guess.
All right, Tiala.
Fast thinking. If I cut off
Make
your
a
legs.
Constitution saving
no.
Throw.
And then he. And
no.
Then he
can we yeah, I mean, that? He won't bleed because he's frozen solid.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just it's amputation. Just
yeah, it's fine.
No.
Also, you can't talk. You're frozen.
A 19?
I mean, we left Kader with a hag. What's the big deal with leaving Blackwater?
Yeah, exactly.
My
that's why I'm leaving.
Between
Later,
losing my
couple,
legs
and
okay. that, I'd rather stay
okay.
here.
Okay. Be good knowing you.
We'll
see
well,
you.
It was fun.
We have...
Take care of my parents.
Blackwater,
yeah.
Who's there. And...
We still have to find out
how...
How
were you guys, like, standing
How can we leave?
I'm not standing close to Blackwater.
Yeah, you're not standing close to Blackwater. Freon was off to the side, but probably... Branwolf, you also make a
I was next to the book.
Constitution
yeah.
saving.
With
yeah.
Freon, yeah.
A constitution saving yes. throw. Oh, Lord have mercy, I have to
that
do a live easy. One. Because we did not get any link to...
I did post a link before.
We did. We have one.
Well, still, let me do a fast live thing here. Well, that's nice. 18 plus, I think Constitution 6. That should be a 24. But still, let me open up here.
Okay. Both of you, as she reaches out her hand with that bluish energy building, and she releases a... cone of cold, a 60-foot cone in front of her, where both of you guys are standing in. Not Blackwater and not Freon, but
60
both
or 16?
60.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, since she's like, the room is very small, it kind of like fans out. But you, since you said you were probably going to be closest to the book, and also Blackwater isn't in there, so it's only the other two, but you take 44 points of cold damage.
No, I don't, because I'm immune to cold damage.
That's true.
After her blessing.
You stand right inside
after
it.
After her blessing.
Shrugging it off.
What's up,
yeah,
mama?
But hang on. If you do stuff, then roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
It's a reaction. Yeah.
Yes, well, you can do your reaction right away.
Yep.
And then we'll do the normal rollsies. Oh, hang on, hang on. Need to change some music as well. There we go.
Because I'm immune to cold, I could probably kick your ass now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Can she even do anything to you?
Not really. She made me one of her children. And now I'm an evil child.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Sorry, Mama. Sorry, Mama.
All right, do we have 25 to 30? I need a stift.
Oh, I didn't roll yet.
Am I rolling as well?
Everybody has to roll,
I think.
I
your initiative automatically becomes zero, to be honest.
Oh, what was it? Is it frozen or petrified?
Petrified.
I can search that up.
Yeah, same. I'm also.
I had a 16.
Quick look. Attack rolls, bada be da boo.
It's
incapacitated, and that means something else. Can't take actions or reactions, but it doesn't say anything. Nope, that's not it.
I guess I roll initiative as well.
I guess you do.
Yeah.
Watch me have the highest initiative.
Have I had resistance to all damage?
He has resistance to all damage. Okay, so yeah, 25 to 30, nobody? Nope. The next, 20 to 25?
Nope.
Where the 15 to 20?
Yeah.
I had 16, but wait a minute. This is I keep forgetting. This is initiative. I get to add something. Yeah, I had 18.
18.
I have 15.
18.
15. So we have Brandwolf, her, Freon, and then you two?
I got a 7.
7?
I got a 7 as well. I'm as fast as Tiala.
I would say Tiala and then Blackwater last.
Oh man.
I'm a block of ice, but look at me.
Yeah, I've written him down as Black. You might read it as Block as well. So Brandwolf, you go first after she shoots out that cone and you stand inside it all
and say
unhinged after him.
Yeah.
Huh?
But after playing.
Yeah.
But can I do a reaction?
What's the reaction?
Absorb elements. So I get resistance to cold damage until my next turn.
Yeah, you can do that.
And I have to pass it at level 2 my friend.
You need your turn. But yeah, but then it's Brandwolf's turn first.
Yeah, well, I can't remember. Blessing is this. Because I can, it's not in here. I don't have it.
No, you need
down,
to write it down.
What it was.
Yeah, I do. Ice becomes as cold as ice. You gain immunity to cold damage.
Yeah, does I have.
And in addition, you can cast the Cone of Cold spell at a save DC of 15 once.
But I just don't think. Well, you know what? She did it. I'll do it too. Maybe, but I can't imagine that it's going to hurt her. But I would like to cast a Cone of Cold.
Okay, yeah, you can do that once per day.
Once per day? Well, that's better than no. No, I just don't. But then again, who knows? You know, I'm a big axe
wielder.
Cold
air erupts from your hands. Yeah. Each creature in a 60-foot cone must make a constitution. Okay. There's Blackwater right in front of her.
He's
right
frozen.
Next to her. I mean, he's gonna be hit.
Yeah, but he's already frozen.
I'm in the block. I don't think I'm
doing
the block.
Full damage on a failed save or half as much.
It just.
Yeah.
This is probably.
However,
it's probably. It's probably.
If you are considered. Petrified, becoming ice statue.
I think he can still take damage.
I think so as well, yeah. It doesn't say that you're immune to anything.
Just resistant.
Yeah. So, Branwolf, roll your damage.
My damage.
Yeah, it's 8d8.
Is, oh, 8d8. Okay, let me do this here with the thingamajig here. So that here down here.
I have too much shit open.
D8.
I need 18 monitors for this.
8d8. How do I? No, not plus one. How the hell does that work? 8d8. Roll.
You roll 8d8. That's how it works.
I know. I have a 1d8 here, but I would like to roll 8 of them. How do I do this?
Oh,
do I just
in
add?
Foundry?
Yeah, I'm Foundry. I want to do this official here. Everyone sees it.
Want me to do it?
Yeah, then you do it. But I still have to know how to, how I'm... Okay, we'll do that.
36.
36. So.
Do I add anything to that?
Nope.
No.
So, Blackwater, you take half of that damage as the ice shatters across towards over you. And over the Frost Maiden, she is unaffected by it. She's
yeah, I thought
she's
so.
Immune
you
to cold
bitch.
Damage.
What do you mean shatters across?
Why the fuck did I even try that?
The ice seems to be getting small little fissures and breaking around. Blackwater,
so
he looks pretty blue.
Pretty blue, yeah, well, sorry about that, Blackwater. I thought that. Can I still do anything else?
You can still move, but that's an
but
action.
I can't attack or anything.
No,
okay,
because
I'll just stand
your extra
there and...
attack feature requires you to do an attack action, not a spell.
Yeah, no, I'll just stand there and mope and glare at her with my blue eyes. Shit.
In a blink of a moment, you're not sure, but she might be doing a little smirk.
Yeah.
Alright, then we come to the Frost Maiden. So... you see her creating a gem-sized ice crystal in one of her hands. It seems to be hovering in a space right... about 5 feet in front of her. And she then looks over to you, Branwolf. And you need to make a charisma saving throw.
A charisma saving throw? Is she that beautiful? Is she that beautiful? Okay, let's get back over here to the other thing. Now that was here. Charisma saving throw that we have here. That is, where's the 20? There it is. No, not 2d20, just 1d20. Should be enough. Okay, rolling. Rolly. 14, and saving throws on charisma. Plus 6? Was it? Was it 14? 20!
20. As you see, your gaze is fixed on that crystal, and before you know it, you suddenly not only look towards the crystal, but suddenly realize that you're looking outside and are inside the crystal.
The
rest
bitch.
Of you see that Branwolf himself seems to have vanished, but you do notice him being frozen in place inside the little crystal, and she...
What's that?
Removes her hand from the crystal, which just seems to be immovably floating in the space in front of her. Branwolf, you are considered stunned. You have total cover against attacks and other effects outside the crystal, though. However, and I need the Schneife thing again. At the start
first
of your next
first
turn,
first
you will take damage.
I mean, this is not the first time that this happens. You've been inside of a gem before, right?
I've been a gem, I've been an action figure, I've been
everything.
You can
repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns to see if you can free yourself.
Okay.
All right.
And is it still charisma saving throw then, or what is it then? All right.
That was her ice stasis that she used.
Ice stasis. Fancy names for evil stuff.
She is then going to use one of her legendary actions as an attack and makes one weapon attack with her ice dart that she fires towards Tiala. Which is a 14 to hit.
Does not hit,
so the ice dart shatters on the other side of the wall, and that's it for her turn. That brings us to Freon.
Drinking a potion is an action, right?
I think we said a bonus action.
Okay, so I'm drinking a potion.
Mm-hmm. Because we said switching weapons and also drinking. Like a healing potion or something.
I do like that. Then I'm drinking my potion of clairvoyance.
Mm-hmm. Can you remind us what that does, please?
Yeah, I can read it for you if you want.
Perfect.
I
already have too many tabs open.
I can post it in the chat as well, can I?
Oh, somewhere? Maybe that works as well, yeah.
Hang on, let me see.
So you can still read it.
Did that do something? Yes. Basically, you create an invisible sensor within range in a location familiar to you, a place you have visited or seen before, or in an obvious location that is unfamiliar to you, such as behind a door, around a corner, or in a grove of trees. The sensor remains in place for the duration, and it can't be attacked or otherwise interacted with. When you cast the spell, you choose seeing or hearing. You can use the chosen sense through the sensor as if you were in its space. As your action, you can switch between seeing and hearing. A creature
you're creating that inside the crystal to tell Branwolf told you so.
No, because I can't talk to him.
Yeah,
I could do that with the awakened mind. Yeah. No, I'm gonna create that sensor in front of the book and read the book while I'm backing away and saying, "Oh, I'm leaving already. Calm down."
Okay.
Hmm.
Shit. The thing was that... Do I have it here? No, hang on. Ah, yes. Amazing. Okay. You basically create the sensor right where the book is. And... the page that lays bare actually seems to be containing the so-called Rime of the Frost Maiden, which is a couple... I did give you guys a poem before, right? Once.
Yeah, I remember something dimly.
Yeah.
Like a few lines, yes.
Yeah, because this one isn't it. This was the old one, I think. However, yeah, it seems to be a short poem written of words that even while you're kind of like absorbing them seem to be a very, very powerful key of some sort. And you guess that this Rime of the Frost Maiden is the key literally to unlocking the... frozen entrance towards the City of Ice.
Mm-hmm.
I sadly don't have the exact poem here right now, because in Foundry I only have the old one. But maybe. Let me double check.
Oh, you didn't learn it by heart? That's quite disappointing.
No, I think that possibly... I don't know if it's actually in here. Because... this is not... this is not it? No. Here.
Open sesame.
Ah, here. Appendix E. One second. Almost. A, B, C. This is not the one. I need this one. And appendix E. Because I'm so stupid. I have it, of course, right here. Appendix D. Appendix E, there we go. Freon.
Awesome.
You read.
I don't need to write that down, right? Oh, come on.
No. I will send you a picture. We bow to she who wears the crown. Let the world shiver with dread. Clad in winter's whitest gown, her snow enshrouds the dead. Her fury sheds but frozen tears as gray clouds issue forth. Her wind across the wasteland shears, bringing blizzards from the north. Ice-kissed flowers caught mid-bloom, beauty kept in all its grace. Summer's gone to its silent tomb, stilling in her cold embrace. All the world in winter's white, sheathed in sleet and ice. Set upon never-ending night, she conjures paradise. Behold her everlasting rhyme, see how it covers all. Weep not for those she traps in time behind her glacial wall. Sovereign of summer's lost, general of winter's war, long live the queen of cold and frost, may she reign forevermore. And that is the rhyme of the Frost Maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's the thing that you guys were supposed to get. What Valeen told you. Or that the Codicil of White should include.
So we know that this is the key? Or I know that this is the key now?
I mean, it's a pretty good guess. You were supposed to get the Codicil of White.
But I mean, it's a book, right? So there could be even more ticks than it.
Could be more in there, yeah.
Do I still have an action? No.
No. Unless, what's the... No, drink... Well, the... No, well, like, yeah, well, technically... But I would say reading the whole damn thing would be an action.
Yeah. And I'm doing the backing away thing as well a bit. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. I don't know who these people are that are attacking you.
Bye. All right. Then, that brings us to Tiala. And they don't know anything about your... I mean, they saw you drink a potion, but what it really does, they don't know that.
Nah. Well, I mean, you can only see that thingy-magic that's floating about if you're a creature that can see the sensor, such as a creature benefiting from sea invisibility or true sight, so...
Then you make a perception check. Or huh?
Do you have true sight?
I don't know, do you have true sight?
No.
I don't think you have true sight, no.
No.
You have like night vision and stuff. Yes. But what did you say? It's visible to...
Well, a creature that can see the sensor, such as a creature benefiting from sea invisibility or true sight.
Because it's an invisible marker. No, you don't see shit. No, okay. What? Go back.
I am going to cast Insect Plague.
Insect Plague.
On her.
on
if that's possible.
Her? I don't know.
I have to choose a point within range, so I would just, I don't know, choose something that she has on herself. So
insect plague. What does it do?
Swarming, biting locusts fill a 20-foot radius sphere.
Radius sphere, yeah, it's basically like the whole room.
20-foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's a 20-foot radius, so it's like 40 feet in diameter. It's a small room. But sure, yeah, you go ahead.
How big is the room? Could I put it somewhere so nobody gets hurt except for the...
Nah, because thing. Like... Blackwater's right there, Branwolf's right there, you
then
are
in
the
first.
The only guy backing away really is Freon.
No, then I'm not doing this because...
No,
I think Freon would be the only affected because...
I think yeah, actually... Do we... Blah, 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 blah.
I think...
No, we don't have the map in Foundry, but I have it here.
I mean, Crystal, you're on ice, I don't think it...
Yeah, I mean, it's insects,
it's
what the
very,
hell are they gonna do?
Room down here. Yeah. Okay. It's like 30 by 30 tops.
Yeah.
15 by 15
then
feet.
Then I'm not doing that because I don't want to hurt everybody else. I'm gonna cast Blight.
Blight. Okay, what does that do?
On
necromantic
her.
Energy washes over a creature of your choice.
And she has to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Constitution saving throw for the boss maybe.
She's not undead and not a construct, is she?
That's a fuck me. However, she decides
in this form
to succeed instead.
No.
She can do that twice per day in this form. With a
I
legendary resistance.
Where
I don't know, you need d8s? I have d8s. So she only takes half of your damage. But finally some damage. How many is it?
8.
88 as well. Of necrotic energy. Half that, yeah. Plant a creature or magical plant? No.
So 21.
All right. That ends your turn.
Yes.
Okay. Blackwater, how are you doing?
So having noticed the fissures that went deep enough to actually damage me, I want to try to wiggle myself as much as possible to see if I can turn those into proper like tears and maybe slowly break the ice from inside.
Okay. Make an athletics check at disadvantage.
Should I move in front of Blackwater to shield him from future damage?
I'm shielded with a block
turn,
of ice.
But... Did you still do that on your turn?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm shielded by a block of ice. It's fine. I don't need help. Oh, those are... It's a minus one.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
It froze over.
Petrified.
Even a bit more.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you can do unless you want to tell us what thoughts are racing through Blackwater's head at this particular moment.
For movement, I walk slowly towards the door.
In your head, mentally.
Nah, my mind goes at the moment. Actually, no, I'm doing fine. I mean, it's a stressful situation, but I'm just...
It could be worse.
Nah, given the feat, not the feat, but the personality trait that I got recently, I'm just taking this as if it's nothing. I mean, it's... It'll be fine.
Shit,
we survived
what
worse.
What personality
like, what
trait you got?
You can't remember?
No. I know that Tiala got something.
I got something as well. It's, I can't remember the name, but it's basically any like serious and dangerous situation I treat as something benign.
From what was that again?
That was the relaxation test where you slowly get lost into the wilderness and stuff like that.
Ah, okay.
That was it.
Oh yeah, then I think both of you got it at the same time. Okay. Well then, that brings us to Branwolf, and you need to do a...
Roly-roly.
No, hang on. First, you take damage.
Even though? Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, it's the start of your turn.
Okay. Aye.
You take 27 cold damage, but you're immune.
So I
see you are now blessed for this world.
Yep, I am
this harsh and cruel world.
So
I don't even need to roll that shit.
No.
But you can now, at the end of your turn, try another charisma save to break free from the gem.
I mean, theoretically, I could just try to talk with her and say, "Hey, I mean, look, this is kind of, isn't this kind of? Come on, let's be truth.
How are you doing?
Be truthful about this. Okay, let me see. I need to go to the roll, which we have here. I had it at least. Where's my foundry? Here's my foundry. Yes, public roll.
Charisma save.
20 rolling. Here we go. A 15. I fucked up the other one because that was not a +4. I didn't have +4 because it's not wisdom or plus. I had 14.
No. Charisma. How much do you have?
I have a plus. What do I have? 13 or something? Like I said, I. So. I have nothing.
I don't have Branwolf open.
One moment. I got too many things open here. Branwolf, his charisma
is
13.
Eleven.
Yeah, zero. So that's
ugly as fuck.
That's what I said. That's why I messed.
Average.
I messed up the first one because that was not wisdom. I thought it was charisma. No.
Well, no. Then you are still trapped inside the crystal.
Yep.
I'm afraid. And that brings us back to her once more. As only Tiala seems to be putting up a fight, she is going to use...
Nothing, she's going to hug me and say she's so sorry.
Nope, she's going to use Ice Flurry.
Which is that a spell?
No, it's a legendary action.
Of course it's a legendary action.
And it depends, how far outside did you go for your...
Well, I'm still in the room, I guess.
Okay, because then you're also within that range.
No, I think I'm outside of the room.
All the way in the back.
Yep.
Back with the frost giant god in the entrance. The Mr. Death. Well then both of you. Oh, okay. Each creature within 30 feet of her takes 2d4, which isn't much. That's a total of 3 piercing damage from swirling ice.
Oh, okay, I can.
Any non-magical open flames in the area are also extinguished.
I don't think
everything is kind of illuminated by this blue sheen within the ice walls around her. And she makes one more weapon attack against Tiala with her ice dart. But she tries to hit again with a 9! So again, the ice shatters. And that ends her turn as she screeches, "Leave while you still can."
Let me out and I will.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
No. She's taking prisoners.
Ooh.
So that brings us to Freon.
I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm kind of backing away a bit further.
I mean, backing away any further would mean starting to leave the room. Because it's just a, like, 15 feet by 50 feet big room.
Slowly backing away?
Hang on, need to...
I'm leaving!
I'm on my way out, just need to read a bit more.
Exit here.
I'm gonna cast, while I'm bumbling about a bit, I'm casting my mage hand and try to use it to flip the pages of the book.
Okay. Okay, the clairvoyant spell is active for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it's for it's a mile.
So. Does mage hand require concentration, though? Because the clairvoyance...
Yeah, but the clairvoyance is not a spell. It's a potion.
You just gain the effect, so
yeah,
it
should
be fine.
Okay. I guess that mage hand requires...
Yeah, but I mean, since you're not concentrating yet, it should be fine.
Yeah.
And so you'd like flip a page or something.
Yeah, and see what else is in the book.
You see that mostly the book, the codicil seems to require some, like you could call them more or less lore entries on legends that the people in Icewind Dale, have like talked up the Frost Maiden in some way, stories, nursery rhymes and whatnot that come over the years that have come together. And also it kind of goes hand to hand in what seem to be like a couple of babbled journal entries of some sort that maybe she herself has written down or somebody that might have been like in her service at one point has written down, but it's not quite clear who the author was. But nothing really in particular other than the fact that she seems to have sealed off the city under the mountain for a very, very good reason, as there seemed to be a mix of it doesn't really like come over that much, but there seems to be it's not sure if it's like an artifact or several artifacts or some entity of some sort that has been locked down there, but definitely something bad that would mean like chaos and destruction if it would be able to surface.
Interesting. I'm backing away. Jella, I think we should leave.
Okay, that ends your turn.
Yeah, I'm backing out of the room. Backing out of the room.
Tiala.
Sunwolf is in some necklace.
He's in a small little gem that's floating next to her. Yeah, in the it's not like floating. It seems to be like stuck in the air right there, next to her. It doesn't seem to hover or anything. It's just there.
Decisions. I'm gonna cast Produce Flame and I try to melt Tiago from the floor so I can move him.
Don't hurt me.
Okay. You do that?
Does it seem like it's working?
Make a sleight of hand check.
Is it hurting me?
Let's see.
Light off and 19.
You try your best to produce flame and it seems that parts of it seem to be melting, but it's gonna take a while to really, like, because he seems to be like frozen solidly onto the ground. completely.
Can I use like a mix of like flame and force, like pushing him?
I mean, sure, you can do that, but you have like 6 seconds, and holding the flame there, not much is happening in those 6 seconds.
Okay.
If you would have time, you think, sure, there might be a way.
Just leave me be. I'm already making a new character sheet. It's fine.
Wait, this was a cantrip, so I can cast the spell, so I'm gonna cast Blight again.
Blight again. Okay. So it was another save. What was it, Constitution? That's a fuck you this time. So a natural 20.
Oh, what?
Wasn't it that like, yeah, natural 20s always like succeed, right? Even if you'd be under a DC or whatever.
No, not necessarily. It depends on the DM.
I think so.
It would make sense.
Your call.
Like, a natural 20 should always succeed, kind of, in, like, when it comes to saving throws, definitely.
Ah, gotcha.
In my eyes, at least. But yeah, half the damage.
I'm ready. Hit me.
Oh god. Schon wieder?
And 21 again. Alright. So again, the blight rushes over her. Actually damaging her. She doesn't seem to be immune. Okay. Anything else? You hide behind Black Wall. Well, he's basically right next to her. So you hide to the right of him.
So that he's in the way.
Okay, you did hear Freon, by the way, as he's backing out. What he said. Alright. So Freon, she seems to be
ignoring me.
I look at him panicked.
Panicked. Alright, Blackwater.
I look panicked as well. I still try the same thing though. I try to wiggle myself, try to
wiggle your feet.
Yeah.
I'd wiggle the feet.
It's not gonna happen, Blackwater. You're petrified.
Can I just roll at least?
Sure.
Saving throw.
Roll at disadvantage.
Let's go. Another minus one.
Holy shit. Did you expect anything else?
Like, what the fuck does a lucky feet do if it doesn't fucking save me from this?
Well, it's like only if you roll a natural one. That's
and your feet are basically frozen to the ground, so...
I know,
I mean,
yeah,
no luckiness there.
Nope.
True.
Alright.
Need to wiggle my head next time.
Brandwolf. The usual thing, you take your damage.
Yep.
Doesn't
nothing happens,
and, you
get to and he...
Do another charisma saving throw.
Rolling... Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, I'm hanging.
And,
I'm
again,
hanging.
Branwell seems to be still be frozen in that gem.
Yep, that's okay. I kind of see if what is this, like a glass floor? Can I sit down or something? Open up a flask and say, yeah.
No, it's just like you're just stuck.
I'm just stuck.
Make a campfire.
Also, like frozen.
Stuck. Oh well.
All right.
I guess that's it. There's nothing else I can do.
She is going to use her multi-attack and shoot 3 of her ice darts, 2 towards Tiala and 1 out the room towards Freon.
What the fuck? I'm leaving already! Leave me alone, you cunt!
As she screeches... Well, actually, yeah, the range is only like 20... feet basically, and after that's a disadvantage, so she's not going to like hurl it towards you. You're already far enough away. Then she's gonna hurl.
She's gonna throw a tantrum.
Well, no, she moves towards you, Tiala.
Oh no!
And you see that one of her arms suddenly reforms into this big ice morning star, and she, in 2 big sweeps,
hits you with it. The first is a 10. The second one is a 22.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that means I have these two. Okay. So that should be one in here. So you take a total of 7 piercing damage. No, sorry, the other way around. You take 7 piercing damage and 4 cold damage. Yes, from the ice morning stars.
Fiona's not looking too
And
great.
Again, she uses her ice flurry around her as bits and pieces of ice flur around. Fleon, you're far enough away. But the rest of you are going to take another set of piercing damage.
Yeah, but it's cold.
And I'm protected.
Yeah, so.
Nope, it's piercing damage, not cold damage.
Yeah, but it's ice.
So,
also,
hang on.
Brunwolf is in the gem.
And I'm in the gem.
4 piercing damage from swirling ice.
Yeah, but the gem
and
protects me.
Blackwater, you take it as well, but you're resistant, so 2.
And what you said something about the gem, nothing from the outside can harm it.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
You're fine, Brad.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. Well, I wouldn't say I'm fine. I'm fucked, but that's okay.
Fine.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah.
This is
okay,
this that answer turn brings us to Fleon.
He's booking. He's out of here. He's gone. He's history. Vamos.
Freon, you basically disengage from the fight and leave.
Yeah, and leave.
Well, I'm standing outside the room at the moment, right?
Yeah. You see that basically what's going on. Tiala gave you one frightened, panicked look outside the door, and she's fighting in between a gem, an ice statue, and the towering frost maiden in between.
And
the
she's not looking
around.
Too well, right?
Nope.
Yeah, she's so, looking pretty bad.
So I'm gonna cast...
Well, not pretty bad, but how is Tiala
bad.
Looking bad?
I'm gonna cast Healing Word on her as a bonus.
I thought
action.
You were gonna fireball and close the door.
That was my first thought, but then I noticed I don't have the fireball scroll anymore, unfortunately. Hang on. Where's my spell casting?
You don't have, like, where's your, like, big elemental spells called lightning? Anything else? That's it? That's all you prepared?
I mean,
going into the heart.
Also, I think I'm out of all my spells already.
She seems to be immune to fire overall, or this whole place seems to be immune to fire. So,
so Jala gets 24 hit points back.
24?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. And, as my action, I try to snatch the gym with my mage hand, if that's possible, where Branwolf is.
The gem,
Odin.
Okay.
The floating crystal.
Do you want to do this in like a stealthy way or just snatch it? Go for it, basically.
Can I do it in a stealthy way? I mean, there's a floating hand there. I don't know.
You can like roll stealth and try to...
Yeah, if I can, I want to try that, sure.
Yeah, then do that.
Disadvantage? Advantage? Because everything is like really hectic and... It's a...
No disadvantage unless I missed any exhaustion or something on you?
No. 20 in total.
20? In total?
Yeah.
Oh, no. She has perception plus 16, even though I rolled like only. Yeah, she sees that mage hand, but funnily enough, she doesn't seem to react to it because you notice the mage hand
closing in on the gem Bramwolf is in, it's immovable. It does not seem to like budge at all. It's like frozen and stuck in place and time right there.
Ah, fuck. Well, that's it. I did my thingy, my bonus action, and my action with the hand. I think it's an action as well, yeah.
Lost in space and lost in time.
Tiala?
That brings it to Tiala.
Does it seem like I could move Blackwater?
Nope. Still a save yourself, just big run. Statue.
We cannot just book. Just get out of here. We're lost. We have to.
That dispel magic could unpetrify him.
Dispel magic. Could work.
Is it a spell that's
something? It is magical eyes. Kind of makes sense.
Magical eyes. Dispel magic does make sense.
But it's not a magically ficked anymore.
It doesn't seem to be like a spell. He seems to be petrified. Like, not a spell. He's frozen in ice. Completely. Frozen over.
What about mine? Am I?
We're not outside, are we?
No. We're inside.
Good.
The abode.
Then I'm gonna cast. Wait. I can't even do that.
Just leave.
Can't even do that.
Leave. Bring yourself to
just
safety.
Just run. Yeah.
Can I see
run.
A point in the air where a storm cloud could appear?
No, not really. It's like a.
On her face.
Sunny like cloud.
There's no cloud.
On her face.
No, I mean, there just has to be enough space for a cloud.
No.
Well, ceiling, I don't know.
It's a small room.
I mean, this is.
It's like a towering room, but
yeah,
there's not.
It's a high ceiling.
Like
a 15 by 15 cloud.
I mean, you've got big ass giants standing around in these things, so it should be a high ceiling, but.
So what's Tiala doing?
Leave, child. Run.
Run.
Oh. Run.
How bad does the Frost Maiden look? Does she look super fine? Does she look like a little hurt?
Dead. She's basically dead.
I'm the only one that did damage.
Yeah.
Perception check.
One more blight and she's
28.
She's toast.
28. Well, she's called the Brittle Maiden for a reason. She looks brittle and made of ice, but as gracious and powerful as
brittle
winter.
Maiden.
And she doesn't really look too damaged.
What can
as
make
a god might look damaged.
But brittle? What can make ice break?
Stepping on it.
So that brings us back to...
Yeah, no, I'm gonna follow Freon and run outside.
Yeah,
I'm gonna run outside.
Yeah.
Alright. Are you disengaging as well?
Yes, run! Leave! If you can see...
So Blackwater.
If you see me, can I move in this thing or not? Am I in there?
No, you're also frozen.
I can't
basically.
Move, so I can't go...
You're not like Tinkerbell in the small little thing.
Yeah, like,
you're also frozen.
Go,
solid.
Leave now!
Basically the same as your corpse once was. When
I know we had this before. Yeah,
had you?
I've been an action figure. I've been dead,
frozen in amber.
Now I'm
frozen in a nice little sapphire,
nice.
Like gem.
Cute. She can
wear. Okay, yeah, Blackwater.
She can wear me around her neck.
In the last initiative order.
I wiggle.
You wiggle, wiggle.
You wiggle.
That's a total of one.
Yeah.
It's better than minus one.
As both of our remaining heroes disengage from the fight and running outside as the Frost Maiden is hurling one bolt of ice dart after another behind you, and bits and pieces of the ceiling come down with large icicles in the large hallway, and you two make your way towards the stairs, leaving behind two of your fellow brethren. This We're is where fine. We shall end tonight's episode.
Oh, no.
I can still see what's happening in the room, right?
Yeah.
Just remember that.
A majorly pissed Frostmaiden that.
Yeah, it's true. You still have the eyeball.
Yeah.
The eyeball.
Yeah, for 10 looking. Minutes.
Well. Not much
well,
to
good
do.
You're safe, Tiala.
Not much to
but
do.
We can't leave them here.
Huh?
Well.
Freya'd be like, see ya, bye-bye, fuck this.
Yep.
Yeah, Freon's gonna save us, right?
He's yeah. gonna wear Branwolf as a necklace.
Yeah. I see it coming.
Blackwater has an earring. With that size.
But I'm not gonna make it nice for her. I'll be farting all the time and make sure that she's just hanging
on her neck.
You really sure you wanna do that inside the gym?
Yep. Dutch oven.
Well, yes. We will have to see.
Yes.
This was no fun.
How this is going to commence further.
Not a nice thing at all.
Well, she seems to be getting more powerful with each of her forms. At least.
I thought it was quite successful. Yeah. No?
Quite successful. I mean, you did acquire the Rhyme of the Frostmaiden.
So yeah, that's all we wanted. I did.
Yeah. Great. Now I can write a song about it. Whoopee! There one, Branwolf and Blackwater, they are toast,
but
and the icy cold, and the icy coast.
Depending on what the plan is between Freon and Tiala, if they plan to, like, leave before also being frozen over, or put in stasis, if they plan to leave the Isle of Solstice, now that you did have what you're coming for, and effectively leaving both of you behind, you could think about maybe rolling up two new characters to continue.
Yep.
I mean, your characters aren't dead. They are here.
No, yeah, they're just...
There is
we'll
a
see what
Kader,
the Frost
which we
Maiden
haven't seen for years.
Depends, maybe if you don't piss her off, she might not make you ice statues and put you out somewhere on the island. Full
I'll
of these beautiful
nice.
Creatures. It's kind of like the, you know, the area in Narnia where
yeah.
the queen is.
Yeah, but
all
I
of
mean,
the nice people become statues.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'd be more like the little ugly dwarf because,
and
you
then
know,
we'll just continue
the...
finishing that campaign, and once summer comes, there's Blackwater and Branwolf.
Yeah. Like in Narnia.
Like in Narnia, yes.
Yeah. Well, we shall see, but I think I will be rolling a character, just
you
in case.
You need a lion. Yeah. What level are Tiala and Freon at currently?
No. 10?
10, I think.
10?
10, I believe. I'm at 9, everyone else is
I'm
at
10, yeah. Barbarian's at 10.
Yeah, then I would say we should work on maybe, if you guys are open to the idea, roll a, like... I would say a level 9
okay.
character of your choice.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Only problem is, like, if we already started level 9, you get, like, a bunch of shit, and you might want to have to play around a little bit with it first.
We'll see.
But, I mean, I wouldn't leave now, just to put that out there. Probably.
Leave
I
us
just
behind.
Need a long rest.
We can also do one episode of just Freon and Tiala, like, doing the rescue mission.
The adventures of the cool group. Ah, oh, sorry.
Horror.
Yeah. Yeah, I would still, like, well. Still prepare, like, a character.
Yeah.
Have them ready.
We can work
we'll
on our...
We'll just continue and see where it goes.
Yeah. We can work sure. on our blinking. We
because
just, we
unless,
blink at each
like,
other.
Freon or Tiala are getting any big ideas, if they want to, like... not leave and stay, she's gonna like force you out and still keep fighting.
But I mean she needs to leave her abode at one point, right? At least that's what we noticed before.
To weave her spell every now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
At night.
Damn.
So,
it's a heist mission.
Yeah. We basically wait for that and then get maybe at least Blackwater if Branwolf is not there.
Oh, right, yeah, because she would carry...
Yeah, I don't know.
Carry me around. I don't think it's a little gem. It looks like probably like a crystal ball or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely immovable. That's what it said. Which is really interesting. Wait, because...
Branwolf is immovable?
Yeah, I'm just...
Ice stasis, and
I'm
it
floating.
Means... become trapped in the crystal, which is immovable.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a bit of a bitch of a necklace. Holy crap.
Just
she's not going to wear him as a necklace, but he's going to be floating there.
I'm just floating there.
Unless decides to make a statue
float
out of him or something.
Maybe we can annoy her so much that she just decides to release.
Fine, then leave. Stop talking, but leave.
God fucking.
If she releases me.
You think that maybe Kadir's still with the hag? She probably kicked him out long ago.
No. Kadir's. I mean, the hag looks like she likes to drink as well, so.
Yeah. The hag gives him something which will melt everything. Some fire water or something.
Beautiful.
Okay.
But yeah, I would still say think about if we can or will play next Wednesday.
I'm up for it. I'll have a character by then, and then we shall see.
Yeah, that's like the thing. So, you should, like, if you do have the time to create a character until then.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Because you can just keep me posted and write me some messages over WhatsApp or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Then it's off to see the wizard.
Yes, thank you everybody for joining and for playing. And we shall reconvene next Wednesday again.
Yes. Where Branwolf will come out of the crystal and say.
Exactly.
Sorry, had to do
because
that.
It's so cold in that crystal, or why are you saying hello?
my little friend, little friend.
So I swear it's the cold. It's shrivelly.
I'm out of here.
Yep. Bye bye.
Same.
Goodbye. Have a nice one.
Cheers. Bye-bye. I don't know who these people are that are attacking you.